99.1 FM Talk.
99.1. The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Okay.
Okay. I got the two Craigs here. One's enough, really. Now I have two here. Please. Craig Swope is here. He's ecstatic because he got all his chores done.
Getting one of everything.
Okay. He has a wife that gives him a long list, too. And I bond with you on that, my man. Just to water the backyard is an hour for me. And then there's, you don't want to hear it. Anyway, the two Craigs are here. But this confusion issue between the two pops up all the time. If I were Jerry, if I were the boss, I would have one of you hang around your neck a big A, and the other one hang around your neck a big B. I think that would work because the confusion, you know. I'm John Potter, live and local. We're at Ridezilla, Ride into Savings, fourth annual. They bring us here every year for this. Save thousands of on ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, and personal watercraft. Huge deals on tires and gear. You up to 60% off at the parts department, 50% off in stock gear and accessories from Fox, Fast House, Fly, and all sorts of brands I'd never heard of. But people are here taking advantage. You better believe it. They have a spin to win prize wheel, and the deals on tires, like four tires, $2,000 off. Four tires. I mean, they are the top of the line tires, apparently, but they're $2,000 off, and you get a $1,000 gift card for any snow machine purchase. So it's anything for recreational vehicles. Hey, Ben.
Hey.
Hey.
We want to make sure these customers know what these tire deals are all about.
Yeah, I was just talking about that. Okay, so because I wrote down. Let me see here. The four tires over there, the Raceline Alphas, $2,000 off for four. Beauties.
Okay, so that's actually a full tire and wheel kit setup, right? So that's got the wheels already on there.
Yeah.
And typically we keep in stock the Can-Am 4-lug and the Polaris 5-lug. If you own one of those machines, you know what I'm talking about. But what I really want to make sure everybody understands is that every ATV tire, every motorcycle tire is a buy one, get one. So if you come and you buy a back tire for your motorcycle, your front tire is absolutely free. If you come in and you've got a four-wheeled machine, whether it's a side-by-side or an ATV, it's going to be basically 50% off. Buy one, get one free.
On all tires, Ben?
All tires, in stock.
Wow. Okay.
And we've got a lot to choose from still.
All right. One day only?
One day only.
This is it? Till 4 o'clock?
Till 4 o'clock, yes, sir.
All right. 50% off in-stock gear and accessories?
Yeah, anything you can wear on your body is 50% off with the exception of Climb. Climb is a specialized snow garments. So we've got jackets. We've got Avi bags. On an Avi bag, you're going to save $800. On the jackets, you're going to save anywhere between $300 and $400.
You know, every time I come here, there are things I've never seen before. Technology is really changing gear. What's the very latest that you have in stock here, Ben?
Well, you're going to have Climb is definitely going to lead the charge with that, because they are, for lack of a better way of putting it, kind of the Prada of our industry. If you want to,
I get it.
Try to assimilate. Along the more off-road type stuff, the Alpine Star equipment is really, really popular. We've got a ton of really nice helmets in stock in all categories, from the pinnacle of their offering down to their entry-level equipment. We've got Layette equipment here, body armor. We've got some Fox and some Fast House equipment left over. So if you're in the game,
off.
You know those names.
You've got helmets with microphones.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to do the show with that, Craig. But Fox, okay, 50% off. Fast House, 50% off. Fly, 50% off.
That's goggles, that's That's pants, jerseys, everything in stock if it's on the shelf. We also have Oakley sunglasses, Oakley goggles. We've got 100% helmets. We've got a few Thor helmets in stock. We've got just a really wide variety of protective gear.
All right, and a $1,000 gift card with any snowmobile purchase.
Don't care what you negotiate it down to. We're going to give you the $1,000 no matter what.
Do you live the lifestyle yourself?
I try to, but I'm a little bit broken at this age.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know what to ask somebody because it's kind of silly to say, where can you take these vehicles? We're surrounded by BLM land.
Well,
this is the greatest thing about our area.
Yeah, we are extremely fortunate, all of us here in Northern Nevada. Really, if it's BLM land, you're allowed to use it. We do want everybody using it safely, especially during the summer times. We're concerned with the fires that we're seeing, and you really do need to be mindful of the type of machines you're riding out there. Make sure you have proper spark arrestors and that sort of thing.
You have those spark arrestors?
Absolutely. A good portion of the motorcycles come with them. All side-by-sides are going to be required to have them. All your ATVs, all of that stuff is going to come with them from the manufacturer.
So you don't have to worry about it here when you purchase like a side-by-side. It's got it.
That's correct. That's
okay.
Correct.
Very cool. All right, Ben. Super. This is the time for snowmobiles, right? Before
it gets cold and everybody wants them. That's right. When it's hot, we make the best deals on them.
Well, yeah, but to begin with, you get the best deal if you buy something like that off-season, and we're still off-season on the snowmobiles. So.
Yeah, absolutely. The 2027s had just started to arrive in store, and so the 26s definitely have big incentives from the manufacturers. We've got financing offers from the manufacturers. We've got a lot to choose from.
How do the 2027s look?
They're really amazing. Right now, we have a Polaris factory edition on the floor.
Smile he breaks into, the big smile when I asked him that. How many? Okay, here's another thing I noticed right off when I walked in. This is like our third time, fourth time here. I've never seen so many vehicles in the building before. I was telling Craig when I came in here, I made a beeline to the restroom here. And I got trapped. I couldn't get out because I was surrounded by the side-by-sides and the snowmobiles and stuff. You have to use this aisle because any other aisle, you'll get trapped. It's like a maze in here. But the thing is, how many vehicles are on this floor? It's got to be over 100.
Yeah, it's over 100 in the store. We keep over 550 in stock at any given time here.
So there's more?
Oh, yeah, there's a more. We got 2 acres out back that we keep them in crates and the machines that just aren't, that won't fit up here.
So I can see why you're number one. You're number one, right?
We try to be, yeah. It really helps to have all the brands under one roof.
Okay. Run through the brands again.
Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, Kawasaki, Polaris off-road vehicles, Polaris snowmobiles, Can-Am off-road vehicles, Sea-Doo watercraft, Ski-Doo snowmobiles.
Oh, God bless you, Ben. All right.
Hey, can I mention one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we're going to be feeding everybody at no charge from 11 to 1, some Crazy D's. They make an amazing chicken tender. They make some crazy mac. They make some crazy fries. Come on down. There's still a ton of tires and a ton of parts to get smoking deals on. And obviously, the machines are, we have a plethora to offer.
What time is Crazy D's serving?
They're going to start serving at 11, and they'll probably serve through 1 o'clock.
Oh, real soon. Okay, Ben, super. Thanks a lot. I know you're busy. Thanks for taking a few minutes here. RideZilla. Check it out, folks. Put it in your phone and come by and see us. And the address on South Carson Street, easy to get to. We're in between the car dealers here at 2680 South Carson Street. And we're ticking down the hours, not many hours to go for the huge sale event, RideZilla's fourth annual Ride to Savings sales event, fourth annual once a year, ends at 4 o'clock, a little over 5 hours from now. I'm John Potter, live and local. Take a short break. Be back shortly. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 10:15.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
If you're 62 or older and have built significant equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could give you more financial flexibility in retirement. I'm Patricia Wood, reverse mortgage specialist with American Pacific Mortgage. Did you know you can access your equity as a line of credit or monthly income or both with no monthly mortgage payments? Your home stays in your name or your trust, and the funds can be used however you choose. To learn more, call me, Patricia Wood, 954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vail, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Vail get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy, visitors are always welcome. Looking for a new family activity? Maybe you just want to mix up your fitness routine. Hi, this is Gary Great. I take pride in knowing our competent and accomplished instructors are second to none. Whether it's our family program or child-specific classes, we have something for everyone. With locations in Reno and Carson City, go to bjjreno.com for more information and a full class schedule.
It's grilling season at your Collin Ranch and Carter Bros Ace Hardware. Select charcoal, gas, smoker, pellets, or griddle. Ace carries Weber, Green Egg, Traeger, and Blackstone. Ask about Ace's grills ready to go. Collin Ranch and Carter Bros Ace Hardware, your one stop for all the rubs, sauces, and accessories. Everything for a perfect barbecue around the block when you need it in stock. At your Collin Ranch and Carter Bros Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My grandfather used to always say, have the best mattress or the best shoes because you're always in one or the other. And he was right. This is Steve at Northern Nevada Appliance Outlet in Carson City. We were recently named Brand Source Dealer of the Year for a reason. Our Brand Source exclusive Serta collection was designed to give you all the expensive options at a fraction of the price. We have all the models, including split head units and motion bases, at incredible prices. Whether you're looking for a mattress or the best deal in appliances, come visit us at Appliance Outlet in Carson City.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Like the lady just said, information. That's what we're all about. Let's run through the latest here. Greg Neft will have a local news update in about 10 minutes. The Hawk Fire, as of now, the big number is now 98% contained. It is secured within its perimeter. It's still smoking as it uses up the unburned vegetation in its interior. Full containment expected any day now. The crews are right now mopping up. They are putting out the hot spots and protecting the heavy vegetation and trees on the west side. That's the big bounty of vegetation that has not burned. If they protect that, and I think they will, the final toll of the Hawk Fire is going to be 23.6 square miles. Can you imagine? One of the biggest in our state's history. Now, there are worries about the weather. The rain is great on fires, but at the Hawk Fire, it could also easily bring flooding and mud slides in the very wide burn area. Forest closures remain. No visitors on the trails and roads inside the perimeter. Anybody caught there facing fines. Secret Witness is still offering a $2,500 reward for information leading to who is responsible for starting the fire. Authorities still say it may have started accidentally. The rumor mill talks about off-road motorbikes going up without spark arresters. That's the rumor. The fire crew has reduced by half to about 240. About 73 residences are inside the formerly evacuation area. Of course, we lost 40-some homes. Power outages were down to 182 customers in Washoe County as of 5:15 this morning. Haven't had time to check, but I'll update you folks in about 10 minutes on that. Governor Lombardo announced yesterday he requested a presidential emergency declaration to provide immediate short-term federal assistance to Nevada. Now, Channel 4 has a story about burglaries from evacuated homes in the Red Rock area. It reads, some residents returning home after evacuating for the Hawk Fire say they are coming back to a new worry, burglaries. Darlene and Keith Abrahamson said they believed they were in a safe neighborhood, but after evacuating, they returned to find signs that someone had been inside and items missing. Keith said, all the valuable jewelry is gone. And then as we checked other places where we had jewelry, all that jewelry was gone too. Just to be in our house and to have somebody, some scumbag, going through every one of your drawers and cabinets. And he continued about that heartbreak. Wow. Best thing you can do. Because what can you do? The best thing, I think, is to maybe hit the pawn shops, maybe hit Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace to see if your items show up there. They have a record of everything taken in at pawn shops. It's a lot of work, but it's a start. And my heart breaks for that family. Meanwhile, our two latest wildfires are still gaining ground. The Blue Eagle Fire in East Churchill County, north of Highway 50, due north of Austin, Nevada, is still at zero containment. High winds are spreading it in all directions. There are very dry fire fuels there, and this fire has burned just over 14 square miles. Steep, rocky terrain is holding back the firefighters, so it's pretty much an air battle going there to our east. And to our north, the S1 Via fire, it's about 30 miles south of the Oregon border in Nevada. It's 25% contained, just over 15 square miles burned. Do you realize firefighters have basically spent the entire month of August saving Northern Nevada? Northern Nevada firefighters are some of the best in the world. I read a statistic that Reno is second in the United States for wildfires that burn within 2 miles of the city limits. Los Angeles is number one. So that makes sense. You know, these guys get a lot of practice, our Northern Nevada firefighters, but they nonetheless, they kick butt every time. Channel 4 story here on that. As the Hawk Fire neared full containment, about 100 residents gathered Thursday night at O'Brien Middle School to hear what comes next for recovery and rebuilding and to press leaders on changes they say are needed before the next emergency. Okay, just to paraphrase this, there were complaints at this meeting from people about there being no fire-resistant plants on Peavine. Somebody brought that up, that they should just have fire-resistant plants on Peavine. There were complaints about a lack of roads to escape. Someone said there should have been a moratorium on more building in the North Valleys, all valid concerns. Though, as one person posted, this reminds me so much of the gun control conversation. People want to blame everything except for the person who started the fire. It was human caused. Roads, fire resistant vegetation, moratorium on construction, it's all fine and dandy, but how about we hold those who struck the match accountable? Yes, yes. And honestly, there's a ton of, you know, dirt bike riders that ride around the mountain above Somerset because there are paths up there everywhere. Nothing against dirt bike riders. as I am surrounded right here by recreational vehicles here at Ridezilla. I love that people are enjoying the outdoors. It's a blast. But there have to be safety measures when it's been incredibly dry. Now, Ben just told us here at Ridezilla that every single one of these off-road vehicles, they all have spark arrestors. But a lot of people with their old bikes up there, they don't have them, and that easily can start a fire. I would not be surprised if that's what the cause was. And finally, here's an article that was posted on, this is Reno. It reads, more questions than answers. Residents express frustration with the lack of information during the Hawk Fire. The article says many citizens first learned of their burned homes from a YouTube video, not from the news. Authorities kept telling people to follow social media accounts and to download apps to get the latest information. But of course, not everybody is on awful social media. No, it didn't say that. I added a word. They referred people to authorities, and I talked about this last Saturday, referred people to go on Facebook for information. Of course, right, there's nothing more trusted than the comments on Facebook. If Walter Cronkite were alive today, he'd be getting his news from Facebook. That's me again. The Hawk Fire also made the front page of the New York Times yesterday. It reads, Hawk Fire, a warning for Reno. The Sierra Nevada region is a hot spot for wildfires, and some see the latest blaze as a push for communities to guard against catastrophe. Go to page A4. Yeah, it tells you what page to turn to. It sounds like a setup for another climate change screed. All sorts of vultures about to use the tragedy of the Hawk Fire for their own political advantage. And finally, there's something very big going on today, and it's free on this beautiful set. Isn't this beautiful? Oh, my gosh. The temperature's like 70 degrees out there, 75. Beautiful Saturday. Join KKFT for a special meet and greet and rally with Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and Republican candidate for 2nd District David Flippo. It is today at 3 o'clock, hours from now, 3 to 4:30 at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City. The admission is free. Just bring your ID. 10th term congressman. He was a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus. He is chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Ohio's Jim Jordan and your next congressman, David Flippo, is going to meet and greet you this afternoon. Can you come on by? You're invited to the Southridge Golf Course Clubhouse, 3 to 4:30 today, and that is in South Carson City. Is Jerry going to be there, Craig?
I honestly do not know.
I think he would miss it.
You know what? I think I heard a rumor that he might be emceeing the event.
Okay. He's such a modest guy. I don't have that in my notes.
Well, he's been on vacation for a week, so, you know.
We don't want to hear about vacations.
Yeah, well, I hope they had fun in Maui.
Yeah, we hope you had fun,
yes,
Jerry.
Yes, fun in Maui, but unfortunately, storms on both ends of it, I believe. So
okay, well, all right, stop by, folks. Meet David Flippo. Are you wondering who to vote for? Hey, these kind of things, that helps an awful lot. And kudos to Jim Jordan for coming out too from Washington, D.C. to meet the folks at South Carson City. We're going to break for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter. I'm live and local here at Ridezilla only till noon today. Oh, thanks, Craig. Craig's holding up a clock for me. That's good service. Ridezilla, 2680 South Carson Street. And this huge monster event, Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride into Saving sales event, goes until 4 o'clock. I'm John Potter. Join us for the fun and savings as we broadcast live. We're counting down the seconds now to 10:30. Look at this beautiful clock. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. It's 10:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 10:30.
Fox News. I'm Roxanne Evans. President Trump calling it the biggest oil deal in history. The U.S. to control a large share of Venezuelan reserves. Fox's Mike Emanuel.
He says the deal secures more than 65 billion barrels of the South American country's oil reserves.
The president says it could mean lower prices at the pump. President Trump is also putting economic pressure on Iran.
The Trump administration says it'll do whatever it takes to cut off Iran's access to the global economy. And now the Treasury Department says it's going to shut down a back door which allowed Iran to access the U.S. financial system.
That's Fox's Mark Meredith. This comes just ahead of the G20 summit in North Carolina. The Seneca Nation firing back at President Trump's Lake America order, calling for it to be overturned. And Lake Ontario to remain. America's listening to Fox News.
FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3. Good morning to you. I'm Greg Neft. It's our top local story. Firefighters appear to be getting the upper hand on the Hawk Fire, and authorities say the end is in sight.
And get it past the finish line. We're almost there. But we can't do the work, we can't complete the work without the help from you and your patience and understanding. I know that folks are ready to get back to normal, and we're close to being there.
Incident Commander Jeremy Kiesling. The statewide average gas price in Nevada is down by a penny. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is $4.81. The most expensive gas continues to be in Mineral County, where it's going for $5.48. The least expensive average gas price can be found in Eureka County, where it's now $4.39. Gas is $4.81 in Clark County, $5.18 in Washoe County. In California, the price of gas is up by a penny.
AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is $5.64. In Los Angeles County, gas is $5.71. It's 5 cents less in Orange County. Gas is $5.62 in Ventura County, $5.60 in San Bernardino County, and $5.58 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Neufield.
We'll get up to a high of 84 degrees today. Sunny skies. We'll get more northern Nevada weather directly ahead, along with more of the weekend live and local with John Potter. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3.
My name is Mary, and before Restore, I didn't have a lot of energy. I needed a CPAP to sleep, and I still would not wake up refreshed. I've had asthma all my life, and while it was improving, I still was on quite a bit of medication. Whenever I'd get sick, it would last pretty long with me. I was probably one of the biggest things is that I tend to respond emotionally, and so I would take things very personally. And I would eat emotionally, you know, stressfully. That was all before Restore.
There are formulas for weight loss, autoimmune disorders, hair, skin, and nail health, and more, all based on the restorative benefits of amino acids.
So yes, Brain Health Formulas product Restore has just drastically changed my life. I feel the best I've ever felt ever in my life.
Get Brain Health Formulas. Call 775-634-7789.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Steve's Water Heater Installation. No need to hesitate. Just call 351-6047 for all your water heater needs. All type of water heaters, propane, gas, electric, tankless, whatever. Call my competitors and find out how affordable I really am. You'll be happy to find out that Steve's Water Heater Installation at 351-6047 is the smart choice.
Beautiful weekend, the last weekend in August, going to be a mid-80 degree event with overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. To wrap up August, we'll be a little warmer come Monday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club, planned maintenance program. Get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back, John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla. Monstrous sale. The 2020. Okay, let me run through some things I saw on the floor here that you could grab for yourself. 2026 Kawasaki KX450. It's an off-road street type bike. $3,600 off. It's brand new. 2026 Sea-Doo Watercraft RXP X325. It is $7,900 off. It is brand new. Now, pre-owned, but very sweet, looks new. It's a GasGas MC350F off-road bike, $6,000 out the door. You get a $1,000 gift card for any snow machine purchase today only, today till 4. Saw a set of four new tires with wheels. $2,000 off. The parts department up to 60% discount on everything. Gear 50% off. All the top brands, Fox, Fast House, and a bunch of others, 50% off in stock. All of them, folks. Parts, gear, and accessories. A Polaris 2026 Polaris Expedition four-wheel ATV. It's plush. It's a side-by-side Polaris Expedition XP1000 North Star, $5,000 off. It is brand new. 2026, the last one here, but there's over 100 of these. Just one more. 2026 Yamaha 70th Anniversary Special Model. It's a 2026 Yamaha 70th Anniversary T, I think that's a Z450F. $2,500 off, and it's brand. That's an off-road bike and a very, very sweet one. Okay, so we got a guest coming up in about 10 minutes. And I want to tell you, because we're surrounded by, you know, outdoorsman type stuff. Fishing. I don't think I've ever talked about fishing here on this show. I got to tell you this story, though. An outdoorsman that I know from way back told me yesterday, he said, my grandson, he just turned 16 last week, and he's been fishing with me off and on over the years, so I had to take him to get his fishing license. Yes, in our state, you need a license to fish in Nevada if you are 12 years old or older. 12, you need a fishing license. I'm reading now from Endow. Anyone 12 years of age or older is required to have a fishing license in their possession while in the field. If you don't plan to fish but will be assisting someone, no matter the age, you will be required to have a fishing license. This surprised me. Now, in Nevada, fishing without a license is a misdemeanor. If you're caught, you will face both a civil penalty and criminal court fines. And there's also a per-fish penalty of up to $1,000 per fish. So, yeah, you better get a license. But, you know, right off the bat, I don't know about you, it kind of bothers me that a 12-year-old has to buy a fishing license. I mean, you take your kids, your grandchildren out fishing, and it's great, you know, they're little kids and such like that, but then all of a sudden, license at 12? And 12 is, well, you know, they still live at the house at 12. So while the annual adult fishing license is $41, the youth ages 12 to 17, okay, the license is $15, which is a good deal. Although $15 is an awful lot to a 12-year-old. Most of them don't have like $15. And when you turn 18, your annual fishing license goes to $41. So now you got to pay the full freight at 18, $41. I just don't get that, you know, especially since the fishing and other outdoor activities are dwindling. Fewer people fish. now than they used to. The 2026 report on fishing from the American Sports Fishing Association says 1 million fewer Americans went fishing in 2025. Fewer people hunt now than they used to. Hunters now make up only about 5% of the U.S. population. That's down from nearly double that decades ago. It's an activity, hunting and fishing, the outdoors, that at least ostensibly Nevada and our state government seeks to promote. But when you charge people money to do something, you're not promoting it, you know? You're discouraging it. So anyway, back to his story. He takes his 16-year-old grandson to get his license at the sporting goods store, and the first question he was told was, let me see your ID, right? Well, the grandson had a school ID, but that didn't work. Cook says, well, I can't give you a license, but maybe if you contact your mother or whoever or father can come in and they can vouch for you. So this was all news to me, but I said to him, well, it is great that you guys want to fish together, but how backwards is all that? You know, meanwhile, on the NTOW website to buy a fishing license, it says Nevada requires all accounts to utilize Social Security numbers in order to create your profile for the first time. Social Security is mandatory to look yourself up. This is NTOW saying this. And again, here again. It's preposterous. You can't hardly wipe your hind end without having to show ID. And yet the fundamental act of citizenship in a republic, voting in Nevada, there's no showing of ID. You need an ID and or Social Security number to fish, but not to vote in our state. It makes no sense to me. And the deal is that, of course, it creates the option for there to be dishonesty. Now they say, oh, you know, we could trust elections. We could trust elections. Then why can't we have things that would strengthen our trust in elections? Why do you come up with rules like this mass, everybody gets a mail-in ballot thing that only weakens confidence in elections and all these other so-called reforms? Oh, we're not going to have an election day where it's going to be, it's going to last a couple of weeks. Anyway, I'm going to leave this alone, but I just cannot begin to comprehend. I have trouble comprehending. It's me. It's all me. I'm sure it all. Sure, it makes very good sense to everybody else. I'm the problem, folks. I am the problem. Okay, today is a big day for thrill seekers and bargain seekers. We are broadcasting live. We just kicked off Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride into Savings sales event. You will save thousands of dollars on top brand motorcycles here, ATVs, side-by-sides, watercraft. Make sure you have your fishing license, snowmobiles, and the entire parts department with discounts in the parts department up to 60% off, 50% off all the gear, all the top brand gear and accessories. And it's going on only until 4 o'clock. It is a huge event here. It only happens once a year. And this is, I think, our third or fourth time to be a part of it. And I'm so happy to meet so many people who are active and enjoy what is out there for the taking. We're in one of the rare areas where you can use 100% of these vehicles here, no matter what the season, with our out of doors. Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride into Spring sales event is now, and it's only lasting for a couple of more hours until 4 o'clock this afternoon. And then, of course, as mentioned, we invite you to go meet David Flippo and Jim Jordan. They're going to be in South Carson City today for a meet and greet, and there is no cost to come out and talk to David Flippo, who just might be our next congressman. Okay, so That is today at 3 o'clock, and I think my notes say it goes till 4:30 at the Sunridge Golf Course in South Carson City today. Admission is free. Just bring your ID. There we go with the IDs again. 10th term congressman, founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Ohio's Jim Jordan, and your next congressman, David Filippo, to meet and greet you this afternoon at the Sunridge Golf Course Clubhouse, 3 to 4:30, South Carson City. We have a great event to talk about. Guests are here. That is up next. I'm John Potter, live and local at Ridezilla, broadcasting live till noon at 2680 South Carson Street. Come on by. We got a table set up. My audience here is a big crowd of Hondas. It's everywhere you turn, there's a beauty here for you.
And Kawasaki's.
Yeah, a beauty everywhere you turn, including, well, not including me. But anyway, come on by. You're invited. Oh, Crazy D's is setting up the food. And I just saw, did you know this, Craig? Shaved ice bar here with all these flavors with shaved ice.
I heard that they were coming.
Yeah, they're set up right over there, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Crazy D's is starting the food, free food. Come by for lunch. Come hungry in about 13 minutes. They start serving at 11 o'clock here at Ridezilla. Even if you're just coming to browse, come on and join the fun. Ridezilla's fourth annual Ride into Savings sales event right now live in Carson City. We're going to take a break. Be back shortly. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1047.
FM Talk Radio, 99.1, KKFT.
Coming up after the break,
where Northern Nevada comes to talk.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City. And I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines, all in one place. America is listening to Fox News Radio on 99.1 KKFT.
And 92.3.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. I'm a Nevada licensed legal document preparer, not an attorney. Since 1996, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts and saved Northern Nevadans millions of dollars from the high-priced fees local attorneys have been charging for decades. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors all the time. I encourage you to shop around, go to a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends, family members, who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for a third of the cost. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation. That's 824-8400 or on the web at trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Beautiful weekend, the last weekend in August, going to be a mid-80 degree event with overnight lows in the low to mid-50s. To wrap up August, we'll be a little warmer come Monday. Cool Breeze, join the Cool Club, planned maintenance program, get priority scheduling, discounted pricing, and peace of mind knowing you're ready for any season. Cool Breeze, your local experts. Sundays at 5, Eric Erickson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hey,
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local broadcasting from Ridezilla in Carson City. Want to tell you about an awesome event that is coming up that you can participate in for just the greatest cause, the 26th annual fundraiser and scholarship golf tournament. It's taking place September 12th, but make your plans to go in Washoe Valley. Hi, Vicki. Hi, so you're behind this, huh?
Yes.
I met you before, right?
You did.
Yeah?
Yes, back when we did some concerts at Bartley Branch, I was on the news with you when you were on the news station. So
was I nice to you?
You were fabulous, yes. Yes, you made me very comfortable, and it was lovely.
All yeah. right, well, it's
Thank
a joy
you.
To see you again.
You
and
too.
With you is Teresa. Hi, yep. Teresa.
Hi, John. How are you?
Well, let's start with the name of your organization, the Ricky Woodring Memorial Fund and Galena High School Programs. I know about Ricky Woodring, but can you folks tell us about who Ricky was for those who don't know?
Oh, he was a fabulous young man. Katie, he got a sister, Katie. I coached Katie in softball. Ricky played baseball. He was a musician, and he was a resource student. He had love for life, love for people. One of the things he liked to do in the hallway is serenade people. So occasionally he'd bring out his guitar, and during passing and stuff, he would follow me and serenade me with a song.
Oh my gosh.
And people would be clapping and everything else. I mean, such a great personality and a terrible loss for us.
What happened?
A young lady who was under the influence ran the stop sign and T-boned him.
Was this when? When did this happen?
1998.
1998?
Yes.
Well, I'm looking at this beautiful boy smiling here. Was he still in school?
He was. He was a senior at Galena.
He was a senior, and he was helping out on special education?
Yeah, Ricky had ADD, and when he received help through the resource program at Galena, through the special ed department and went on medication, he went from a struggling 2.0 student to a 3.5 and won the AAA award at Galena for academics, achievement, and attitude. Yeah.
He received the AAA award at Galena for attitude, academics, and achievement while he was a student. Only the good die.
So we give a scholarship out for that now.
Only the good die young. Right? How many times do we say this?
I know.
All right. Well, tell me about the golf tournament.
It's in good hands. Well, it's such a blessing. We are filled up for the tournament itself.
Oh, you are?
We are, but we would welcome donations. Our big push right now is had asked us years ago, instead of focusing on getting lights for the baseball field, to put the money towards an event plaza at Galena, which will actually help all athletic programs there. And it'll be an entrance into baseball, tennis, football, lacrosse,
So the
softball.
Goal is a new event plaza.
Yes.
At
it'll
Galena?
Be a yes, at the high school where he attended. And it's... It would be great because it will allow a ticket booth so all these programs can benefit. Indoor restrooms, food and concession
That's beautiful.
Stands.
How close are we to the goal?
Well, we have $170,000 for that. And this is on top of just helping the athletic programs over the years and giving out scholarships for 28 years for the three scholarships we give out. And so we're trying to reach our minimum of $250,000 to break ground. So we're looking at trying to raise $80,000, and we have a drawing this year, thanks to a good friend who has donated a $5,000 to $7,000 trip to anywhere in the United States, Mexico, or Caribbean.
Well, is the event center going to have Ricky's name on it?
It is.
God bless you.
They would like to name it after him. So the district has already approved that.
Okay, so. You said the golf tournament's already booked.
Yes.
So how can people help you out? Can people get in the drawing
Absolutely.
Right now, even if they can't go to the
Absolutely.
Golf tournament?
Absolutely, and they don't need to be present. We're going to have the drawing at the tournament on Saturday, September 12th. And in addition to the trip, we are throwing in up to $2,000 in airfare on any airlines they choose, depending upon where they're going to go. So it comes out to being a $7,000 to $9,000 trip value, and they can go on the RickyWoodringMemorial.com, click the event plaza, and they can buy their tickets for the drawing, and it's $100 a ticket. So we'd love them to get more than that.
RickyWoodringMemorial.com. Okay. How did Vicki, Teresa, how did you two get involved in this cause? Teresa?
Well, I was an athletic director. I coached, and then I became an assistant principal. Vicki reached out and said, hey, I want to do this for Ricky. And I said, this is a great idea. Let's get it going.
Are you parents of students or something?
No, you were just I'm a friend.
A friend of the family?
Friend of the family.
Okay.
And worked at the high school.
Okay.
And I do want to point out, because we kind of glossied over the scholarships, but ultimately there's three scholarships that are given for a baseball player, for a resource student, and for a musician. So everything that Ricky did, he's giving out scholarships to three areas.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, how beautiful. And how much are the, when you try to win in the drawing to go to Ricky WoodringMemorial.com.
It's $100 a ticket.
Okay, $100 a ticket. You can buy it right there on the website.
On the website. You just have to click the event plaza link.
Okay, now you said the drawing's at the golf tournament,
but
that's sold out. Do you have to be there?
Nope.
Well, that's great.
So they don't have to be there. We will honor their name if it's drawn and make sure they are the winners. So. Right, and when they donate, they need to make sure they leave their information for us.
It'll be on the website, right?
It will
tell you that. Okay.
Yes, our website guy has it.
See, Teresa's a stickler. She.
We also give a scholarship out to what used to be the Reno Babe Ruth organization. It's now called Reno Continental, and that's to help families pay for their kids to play baseball. If they have financial need for season fees, cleats, mitts. And 1 year, three boys from one family were able to play on that. So we've been doing that over the years as well for 28 years.
Ricky was coming, driving back from a
off-campus
kid's practice and when he was hit by that vehicle.
Okay. That's right.
Anything else, guys?
No.
What did I miss, Teresa?
Nothing really. We just appreciate you putting it out there for us and helping us reach more people. If you could kind of repeat it a couple times, you have all the information. We'd really appreciate that.
I do.
And go forward from there. So we thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time. You put 100% into this. This is a huge cause for you, right? And when do we expect to have this Galena Event Center?
Next summer.
Next summer?
We're hoping to break ground, yes.
That's
our goal.
It's going to have restrooms?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. So,
attached to the school or what?
It will be, it's actually on the, in between the baseball fields, tennis. The school is to the right of it if you're driving into the parking lot. So it's going to make that area just beautiful.
Oh, I bet.
And usable for the whole community because they can hold tournaments for zone, state. The kids in the community can have young youth tournaments.
RickyWoodringMemorial.com.
Yes.
Let's sell. Vicki, Teresa, thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you so much, John.
You drove all the way out here for such a great cause. I do love you for that. I'm John Potter, live and local Fox News next. I'll be back shortly, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk on this beautiful Saturday. We got one more hour to go here at Ridezilla. FM News Talk time, 10:58.